November 5, Light Bearers on the Way to Heaven, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke, in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world. Philippians 2:15. In all ages the Spirit of Christ, which was in them, has made God's true children the light of the people of their generation. Joseph was a light bearer in Egypt. In his purity and benevolence and filial love, he represented Christ in the midst of a nation of idolaters. While the Israelites were on their way from Egypt to the Promised Land, the true-hearted among them were a light to the surrounding nations. Through them, God was revealed to the world. From Daniel and his companions in Babylon and from Mordecai in Persia, bright beams of light shone out amid the darkness of the kingly courts. In like manner, the disciples of Christ are set as light bearers on the way to heaven. Through them, the Father's mercy and goodness are made manifest to a world enshrouded in the darkness of misapprehension of God. By seeing their good works, others are led to glorify the Father who is above. For it is made manifest that there is a God on the throne of the universe whose character is worthy of praise and imitation. The divine love glowing in the heart, the Christ-like harmony manifested in the life, are as a glimpse of heaven granted to men of the world. The world watches to see what fruit is borne by professed Christians. It has a right to look for self-denial and self-sacrifice from those who claim to believe advanced truth. God has ordained that his work shall be presented to the world in distinct holy lines. He desires his people to show by their lives the advantage of Christianity over worldliness. By his grace, every provision has been made for us in all our transaction of business to demonstrate the superiority of heaven's principles over the principles of the world. We are to show that we are working upon a higher plane than that of worldliness. In all things we are to manifest purity of character, to show that the truth received and obeyed makes the receiver sons and daughters of God, children of the heavenly King, and that as such they are honest in their dealings, faithful, true, and upright in the small as well as in the great things of life.